Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by our fine sponsors, American Tourist Travel, Scooter Vacations, or David's Vacation Club Rental. You can contact any of our fine sponsors at our website at www.mainstreetmemories.com. And now on with the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast, show number 116. I'm joined by my buddy, Den, as always. Hey, Den, pull up a stool.
Hey, Doug, good to see you.
Well, we talked a little before the show, and you've been a little bit ornery, so no alcoholic beverages for you today.
No Bloody Marys?
No, nothing. You're ornery enough already. I don't know what got into you, but you're ornery.
All right.
But
I'll drink.
How you doing, buddy?
Good. I'll drink four coffees instead.
No, have a shot. All right, my friend, you want to get into a little news, and then we'll talk a little bit about Doug's most recent trip.
All right. This week kind of a bittersweet week. Exciting that there's a lot of change going on at Disney World and things being replaced and refurbed, shut down, construction, and all sorts of stuff. But as we all know, we've been talking about this for a couple of weeks. Last night, Saturday the 27th, was Off Kilter's last performance at the World Showcase, and according to Twitter and Facebook and all those social media sites, it was quite the send-off. There were a couple thousand people there, and Off Kilter did two encores after their final set, which I believe started at 8:30, or 8 o'clock. And then the Disney had to send security up on stage to kind of get them off stage and, you know, tell everybody to move on their way. But I guess it was a fitting end to a long run for them. And it's sad, at least it's sad in my view, but, you know, we got to move on. So Off Kilter was done last night. World Showcase Players also bid a tearful farewell at Epcot. I saw some pictures and posts that a lot of the cast that have appeared in that Streetmosphere show, you know, came by and they took a bunch of group pictures and took pictures with the, you know, folks over there at Epcot and stuff. So, again, a lot of sadness around the World Showcase with a lot of longtime acts being retired. Mo Rockin' as well, that was their last farewell last night, so they closed up shop as well. So, again, thank you to those acts for all the years of hard work and entertainment and memories that they've given me and my family, and I wish them well.
Yeah, I've mentioned this to you before. Off Kilter was one of my dad's favorite things, one of my favorite memories of him. When I took him down there, he sat there the whole time, and he could have stayed there all day listening because he loved live music, and he really appreciated it. When we were down there just our last trip 2 weeks ago, I got to talk to Jamie and the guys of Off Kilter, and it was confirmed, and it was kind of like the final notice to me that, yeah, they were definitely leaving, because I heard it from the horse's mouth to say, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And he did say the same thing that everybody's been reporting. He's heard that there's some kind of lumberjack show coming. And I find it pretty funny, because I remember I called you on the phone when I got home. Lumberjack show was on ABC last week, remember?
Oh, yeah, right. I'd forgotten all about that. You're right.
And I said to myself, I said, ain't they doing some cross promotion? I mean, I haven't seen Lumberjacks on ABC, and I can't. Have you ever seen Lumberjacks on? I can't, since Wide World of Sports.
Yeah, maybe 20 years ago or something like that, Doug, but not in the recent past.
No, and now all of a sudden I come home, I hear that there's going to be a new Lumberjack show at Epcot, and then they have the Lumberjack competition going on ABC. I don't think it's a coincidence, do you?
Probably not. Everything they do is for a reason, and, you know, you're probably on to something there.
Well, like I said with my show, Once Upon a Time, the dwarfs, you never seen the dwarfs barely down in the tunnel, and then all of a sudden they're digging tunnels looking for, what was they looking for? One of the magic beans.
All right,
and they're
right.
Digging through the tunnels. All of a sudden, at the same time, the Seven Dwarf Mine Train's being built. You know, it kind of looked like the same kind of atmosphere. The car looked identical to it.
Right, right, right.
You know, they're putting it subliminally in your mind, if you follow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
But no, we're really going to miss Off Kilter. I'm surprised that all these groups are gone, but the British Revolution's staying. Don't you find that a little weird?
Well, they're somewhat new. I mean, they changed acts, what, about a year ago, maybe 18 months at the most, so...
Yeah, they were the invasion, right, which right. is almost the same group, I think. It sounds the same to me.
Well, the other group did all Beatles, I believe, and this group does all British, you know, they do The Who, they do, you know, all those British bands, the Stones and stuff, so the music is more diverse, I guess.
It was very good. We actually, because we had our second reservation for Rose and Crown, and I'll cover that when we do Epcot. But we were listening in while we were waiting for our reservation, which was, they were really good. I will say they were, it was a good show.
Yeah, I listened to them when I was down there in the spring, and you're right, they were good. I mean, they did Queen. I mean, they covered, I don't know, 10 or 12 different bands in the set that I saw, and they sounded pretty good.
And we know every song because it's from our generation.
Exactly, exactly. So, yeah, no, that's a good fit there. But, I mean, again, who knows, I mean, whether these refreshes of the entertainment is going to, you know, it may continue. I mean, Disney said they have...
This would be the first cut.
Yeah, I mean, the first cut and, you know, with the... And we didn't even mention the Fife and Bugle Corps and all that stuff over at the American Pavilion. They were also... done, I think, as of yesterday. So who knows if other acts or entertainment might be, you know, refreshed or changed as we go forward here. But I'm sure we'll hear all about it if and when it happens.
No, I'm going to miss them all.
Yeah, it's like a, you know, it's just, for me, it's a comfort level. I mean, you're just used to seeing the same things. And, you know, again, as much complaining, I guess, as I've done about this, I mean, I did say early on that, you know, I would withhold my opinion on this until we see what actually replaces these things. And again, I don't think having a love for Off Kilter or any of the other acts, you know, that doesn't mean that you can't like something else that comes along either. I mean, maybe it will be great. Maybe it'll be a great show. I don't know. But again, that remains to be seen.
Well, if you withhold your opinions, we might as well just stop doing this show right now.
Yeah, no, exactly, exactly.
That's what the show's about, our opinion.
Yeah, well, better to speculate not having all the information, right? That makes it more fun.
Yes, exactly.
But anyways, you know, as it says in Illuminations, we go on, right?
Absolutely.
Let's see, a couple of other minor news items. Lanuvre by Cirque du Soleil is going to be offering dinner packages this fall. And they're going to be these packages are going to be connected with Wolfgang Puck, the Grand Cafe, the Planet Hollywood, or Splitsville Luxury Lanes. And basically, they have a couple of tiers depending on where the tickets are. One's $99, one's $119, and children's tickets are $89 and $109. But you get a ticket to a 6 p.m. performance Tuesday through Saturday nights on. The following dates, which are September 30th through November 1st, and then November 6th through November 22nd. So I don't know if Lanuvre is struggling, or they're trying to beef up attendance, or they're trying to help these restaurants out, or maybe a little of both. I'm not sure, but this is new. We've never had a dinner package with Lanuvre.
Yeah, well, maybe it's the trend of everything else. They're doing dinner packages now with everything. The Harambe Nights, and you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. with the stuff going on at Epcot, the wine and dine, all this stuff. Disney's in, it's the year of the package, I think, for Disney.
Yeah, hard ticket events and packages.
Yeah, well, we'll get into that, too.
Yeah. let's see here.
The permit was pulled at Hollywood Studios.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, permit was pulled for the studios. As we all know, we didn't mention when things were closing, the Backlot Tour had its final performance, if that's what you want to call it, on the 27th as well. So that's...
Yeah. Like I said last week, one of the maintenance men walked over and turned the water off. And
yeah.
It was all done.
Yeah, it's sad that it's deteriorated into what it is or what it was, you know, recently. But in its day, it was quite the quite the presentation, and it was a lengthy attraction. I mean, you'd burn almost a whole afternoon in there if you did the whole show and took the tram ride and went in the artifact area, and you know, and it was worth it too. And you know, we talked about this before.
It was an awesome ride. I used to go nuts when I used to dream when we go past when they would do the show, the carpentry area, the whole construction building where they build props and stuff. I'd be like, man, I would love to work in there. Now you go by that in the dress department, all you see is the tools. It's like sad to see those two beautiful shops that common people like me and you would, I would do anything to have a shop like that. I'm happy with my little 12 by 16 shop out back, my woodworking shop. I couldn't imagine having that, and they don't even use it. It's sad.
Yeah, well, as we know, we've talked about this, the studio, except for very early on and for a very brief time, actually worked as a function as an actual studio. I mean, they filmed a couple of sitcoms there, ABC sitcoms, and I think, what was it, Lilo and Stitch, I think, was actually animated there and made there. But other than that, it never really took on the persona that it was supposed to. So. Go ahead, Doug.
Stuff around
The
property, but I don't think they. And then I thought that the sewing area, they fixed the uniforms for the guests. I wish they'd continue doing something in there instead of just leaving it vacant for like the last 10 years or however long it's been. I don't know exactly how long, but it was so depressing taking that tour until you got to the geyser. I mean, the stuff with the I like the idea with the people on the boat and you pretend you're on the submarine getting shot at and all that. That was fun, but even that going away it was like the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, like I said, it just they piece by piece. You know, that was death of a million paper cuts, if you will. You know, they never took anything big away all at once. It seemed like it was just a little thing here, a little thing there, and cumulatively, after 10 years, it was like, gee, that attraction's not anything like it was back when it opened. So it is a shame, but I guess it closing is the best thing for it and for us guests, because, you know, hopefully they're going to build something that people will want to go on there. So that's good news in my view.
Well, I'm very happy. They're moving forward finally. The procrastination of Hollywood Studios is over with.
Yeah, add it to the list of places and parks that are going to be under construction.
No, that's what I called this trip, by the way.
What's that?
The under construction trip.
Well, you said you love that stuff.
Yeah, exactly, but I'm just saying it was everywhere. I will say it's the most I've ever seen down there.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we talk about it each week on the show, but I guess until you actually see it and how it affects your trip, you don't really understand the enormous amount
magnitude
of construction that's going on.
Yeah, the magnitude of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and that's pretty much for news this week, Doug. Here's a few things. You want to get into your trip?
Yeah, but I got one little piece of news that I want to talk about that I think is wrong, and I think Disney should do something about it, and you tell me if I'm wrong on this.
All right.
I think it's wrong that they're discontinuing the Pal Mickeys after how hard they pushed them and what they charged everybody for them, and now they're telling you they no longer work.
Wow.
I think Disney should give you something, maybe give you one of the new bands, like the new designer bands or something, at least something. If you went out and bought that Pal Mickey, that was not cheap.
Was it $59, I think, or something like that?
Yeah, whatever. But what I'm getting at is you bought that to have it to work at the park, and now all of a sudden, okay, never mind, it don't work no more. It would be like Rolex selling you a watch and telling you after 10 years, okay, you throw it out now, it's no longer any good.
Right.
Now, do you get my point with that, though? I think they should do something for people who bought the Pal Mickey.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't buy one. I mean, I had it in my hand.
You thought about it?
Yeah, several times I had it in my hand, and you know, it was a cool concept back when it first came out, and what was it, 10 years ago now?
Yeah, at least, if not a little longer, but around that era. I mean, I'm not exactly on it, but if your kids would have been young, you'd have probably bought it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, probably.
I think Scott might own one, but I'm not trying to be a pain in the butt here, but I just think it's pretty weak that, okay, that no longer you can use it no more, and tough.
Yeah, I mean, I don't own one, so it's not a hot button issue for me, but I get it. I mean, in theory.
They should throw you a bone, is what I'm saying. You spent your money, and they were telling you it's the new technology. You get to bring them to the park, blah blah blah. Like, they went on and on about how great that was. They almost sold it to me, an adult who don't have kids. You understand what I'm
Right,
saying?
right.
Because I'm a Disney geek, and I love everything Disney. And I mean, I would hear them playing sometimes, and I'd like sidle up to the person so I could listen to them.
Right.
We were in line or whatever.
Right.
But it's just the point. I think that maybe they ought to give them a Collector Haunted Mansion band or one of these new bands for what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, again, I'm sure in the in the small print somewhere on the box or on the directions,
Exactly.
it must say, Disney may not support the, I'm sure there's some legal reason why that they can do what they're doing, but that doesn't mean they should do what they're doing, I guess. And
Yeah, because I could buy a stuffed animal of Mickey Mouse then.
right. Yeah, I mean, again, I'm kind of indifferent to it. I mean, I get your point, but then again, things change, and
Yeah.
that technology was well before all the magic bands and all that. And for whatever reason, they don't want to support it. I'm sure there's a financial piece to it that they would have to upgrade the software, and
I wholeheartedly agree, but I think they ought to put an olive branch out for it. It's just me being me, but I just
yeah.
think it's wrong because you buy something like that to pass down. Like, if I would have bought it for if you'd have bought it for your kids, wouldn't you like to see them give it to their grandkid and take it to the park? That was the idea of it.
Right.
It's supposed to be like a legacy, that pal Mickey.
Yeah, and I don't know because I know next to nothing about technology, but I know they can make upgrades on the park end, but what I don't know, and I suspect this is part of it, is you would have to upgrade the whatever's inside of the Pal Mickey to be able to do more things or more functions or when the software changes, and they're obviously not going to have a recall and reprogram them and send them back out. So I
No.
suspect that may have something to do with it as well.
Yeah, well, but like I said, I think it's pretty cheesy on their part. I'm a Disney supporter, but that was something it was supposed to be. You give it from one kid to the other, and you take it back, and it's a whole family atmosphere kind of deal, is the way I took it.
Yeah, and if I remember, when you got it back at home, wouldn't it occasionally say some things or do something even at home when you weren't at the parks?
Yeah, it could talk regardless.
Right.
Yeah, but it had trivia and everything. You know what I mean? It would tell you hidden facts about the park. It just, I don't know. I think they could have did a little more with it.
Well, you can still get one on eBay, I'm sure, if you want to get one.
No, I don't want to get one. I didn't want one then, but I just feel bad for the people who did.
Yeah, I wonder how many they sold. And then you got to figure too, a lot of people probably sold them at yard sales and threw them away. I mean, again.
Well, shame on them
Oh
people.
yeah,
You
but
know, we wouldn't have did
I
that.
mean, I don't know if you've ever gone yard sailing or just looked around. I mean, you always have a Disney table. There's always a table of plush and stuff like that. But again, Pal Mickey obviously was a notch above just regular plush because of its features and all that.
The
So,
technology in it was
right.
supposed to be cutting edge.
And it was at the time, no
Yeah,
doubt about it.
exactly. But that's what I'm saying. Like, it'll be like iPhone calling you up and say, okay, it's no longer any good, throw it out. We're not going to support it no more after you pay all that money for an iPhone.
Right.
It's just wrong. At least they let you trade your phone in for something. Well, allow these people to trade their Mickey in for something new then.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a bad idea. Give you some sort of credit, even a gift card or something to kind of take the pain, take the hurt away.
That's what I'm saying. It was supposed to be something you had forever. It wasn't supposed to be a one. It ain't like a pair of like buying a hat or a t-shirt there. That ain't expected to be forever. But when you buy something like that, it's supposed to be something you keep in the family.
I hear you.
I don't know. It's just me. But anyway, let's get on to my trip.
So where are we going to start?
I'm going to head over to Riverside,
All right.
where we checked in. That's where I always. It's home away from home. We thought about staying multiple other places, but when it came down to it, my wife wanted to stay at Riverside again,
Nothing wrong
which
with
I can't.
that.
No, like, dude, it's like home. We stayed at actually building. We were in Alligator Bayou this year, which the rooms. I love the new rooms. I like the idea that they still kept the trundle bed because it's so hard to find when you're booking vacations. It's so hard to find a room for five. In the travel industry, that's like it's like you when somebody says there's two adults and three children, you're like, oh my goodness.
Right, because you
then you got to tell them two rooms.
Right, and that doubles the cost, and right away it's painful.
Yeah, it makes everybody sad. So it's nice. I like the little fold-down bed underneath the TV and all. I know you've seen that before.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just the rooms are beautiful. The whole resort, we had a pool view, which was gorgeous. I tweeted out pictures of our room. We're in Building 24, which fit me perfectly. It was, what do I like at Riverside? What's my goal?
You want to be as far away from the main building as possible.
And I was as far as away. I was a nice walk. It was a wonderful walk every morning. I enjoy going over to get the breakfasts and everything. But we arrived there on a Friday after late afternoon after we sat on I-4 for 2 hours,
yeah,
which was a nightmare. Well, we checked in, and it's walking through them front doors. It's like your second home that you ain't been at all winter, and you're checking in, and you're going to your summer home. And it's like, even though I'm too poor to have a summer home,
right,
that feels like my second home. That's what we love about it so much. Isn't that lobby gorgeous there?
Oh, yeah. You walk in, and just the smells, and, you know, quickly off to your left is Fulton's and the River Roost in front of you, and you can probably smell some good smells coming out of the, the boat rides down the hallway there, and then over to your right you go to check in.
And the lobby's gorgeous, and it's probably one of the most beautiful, smallest lobbies, because it's only that little rotunda right there, and then you're out the back doors already. What do you think it's across, maybe 30 feet?
Yeah, 30, 40 feet at the most. It's understated, but it's beautiful, and, you know, I'm sure you've done this. I've spent a lot of time in there and in the check-in room, and, you know, they got all the names of the different ships up there, and if you really look around, there's just so much, as with all Disney resorts, there's so much detail that if you take the time to look, you'd say, oh, wow. You know, there's that, and, it's beautiful, like you said.
It's a gorgeous resort. Like I said, it seems so much grander. Like, you think it's so much bigger than what it is, that little entryway, because it's actually like a V, it's shaped.
Mm-hmm.
And you shoot off to the left, takes you down to the food court and all, and to the right takes you over to your check-in, like you said. But there's really, when you really think about it, it's not that big, but it seems so much grander when you're there, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it does, because, you know, like you said, you haven't been there for a while, and you're just going off your memories from previous trips. And, it always, takes you by surprise, even though you know what to expect because you've been there so many times. But it's always nice
to see.
20,
we're there 20-plus vacations, and it's still – every time I check in, it amazes me. I just love that resort. For the money, I think it's the best resort on property, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, most readers' polls that you see are, you know, people that have little surveys. Port Orleans Riverside almost always wins the top moderate resort, no doubt. And it's well-deserved because it is a fantastic resort.
So anyway, we went back, we got our room, we were in Building 24, like I said, and then we headed over to get, you know, because we weren't going to the parks the first night, because I actually had to. We checked in, we showered, chilled a little bit, and we went down and got dinner, and we actually got what I tell everybody is a really great bargain. We got the make-your-own pasta. Have you done that before there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And my sister-in-law was with us, and I tried to tell her when we were getting it, I said, Donna, let me just get it. There'll be enough for three of us. And she couldn't fathom that there'd be enough for three of us for one meal.
Right.
And we ended up getting the pasta with the garlic, the broccoli, the spinach, tomatoes, and the whole nine yards. You could put whatever you want in it. And with a piece of garlic bread. And I'm telling you, we got back to the room. So we brought it back to the room because my wife was getting ready.
Right.
And we get back to the room, and me and her couldn't eat it all. And Donna ended up wasting half of hers because she put it in the fridge and said she was going to eat it the next day. And at Disney, when you don't have a kitchen, you're off buying 10 other things by the time you eat something the next day. Am I wrong?
Right, right. You have all good intentions, but it usually never
works. No, it don't usually work out that way. But no, the pool was gorgeous. We were next to one of the quiet pools. We weren't on Old Man Island.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we went by that, and it's so cool. It's like walking by there the next morning at like 7 in the morning, and you see all the lifeguards out there doing their tests and stuff like that. It's like the resort's so quiet, you feel like it's your own.
Oh, absolutely. You know, those sidewalks that just wind around the property and stuff, and it's a very peaceful, for as large a resort it is and as many people that are there, it can be very you know, peaceful, and you know, yeah, you're going to see people, but it's, for whatever reason, it absorbs noise very well. It's not a very noisy resort, at least, you know, I've found it to be not very noisy.
No, the only thing that ever gets noisy there is when sometimes, but not this trip, you'll walk into the Riverside Mill and the food court, and it feels like sometimes it's as loud as, remember when you were in high school, you walked into the cafeteria?
Yeah, kind of like there's a hum or a buzz in the background from all the conversations and stuff. But, yeah, I hear what you're saying. I wouldn't say it's loud, but it's just that background noise, if you will.
Yeah, it was like that. But we went down, so we stayed. I delivered all my stuff, and then the next morning I went over, and I got breakfast for everybody. And I will say the one thing, I have a positive and a negative about it. And I would tell everybody that I found to do this trip is, I went the first day and we got the breakfast with the eggs, the Mickey waffle, and it was already pre-made. Like, everything's there. The eggs are in the container, and you just walk up and you tell them what you want. And we found that to be cold twice. Like, mine and my sister-in-law's were both cold. And we got it 2 days, and it was cold every time. Then we went over to make your own omelet, and that was perfect. And it's the same; it's almost the same price. I would recommend that because they're cooking it right in front of you, and you still get the side of hash browns and or potatoes, the roasted potatoes, and the bacon or whatever you want. But at least this way, it's cooked fresh. It's not sitting underneath the lights. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. And from what I've seen, and I've experienced the same thing. I mean, obviously, they're trying to get ahead of the mass of people. So they're making these things up and putting the plastic lid on or putting them under the heat lamp. You know, they're trying to judge the crowds. And if the crowds are late or they're off a little bit, then food is going to sit there. I mean, generally speaking, as I've seen it and as we've done it, it all comes down to time. I mean, a lot of people, time is more valuable to them than standing in line waiting for food. Not that they want cold food, don't get me wrong, but I've stood in the lines for the omelet or for hot cakes and all that stuff. But generally, you know, you're going to wait 10 or 15 minutes if there's 10 or 15 people ahead of you. And especially, you know, when there's a mother that's getting, you know, breakfasts for four or five kids and her husband and, you know, this, that, and the other thing. So to me, that's the trade-off. I mean, I agree with you. The food is obviously fresher because they're making it right in front of you. But the downside of that, if there is a downside, is you got to wait longer. If you grab and go, you know, one of the prepackaged meals, you grab it, grab a milk or an orange juice out of the cooler and pay for it, you're sitting down and eating almost instantly. So to me, that's the only reason they do that.
Well, I'll be honest with you, the bounty platter was, it was cold twice, two of the seven, the 6 days, we were the six breakfasts we got down there. It was cold both times, and I'll stay away from the bounty platter now. Now, I got high marks for the create your own omelet is $7.99, and then the bounty platter is $8.79. The waffle wasn't that good. The waffle was just that whole bounty platter. I would stay away from if you can. If you want to hurry up, it's not horrible. It really isn't. I'm not saying that, but the create your own omelet is incredible. And the other thing that we got that we wish we'd eat, we loved it, is, have you ever got the breakfast power wrap there?
No, I have not.
It is out of this world. And it has egg whites, turkey sausage, sun-dried tomato, pesto, mushroom, spinach, and feta in a spinach tortilla. It was absolutely out of this world.
Sounds delicious.
It was awesome. And that's only $5.99. And me and my wife split that. And it was awesome, and we wanted to have it again. We forgot to get it the day we left on the ride home.
Right.
We just took off, and we wish we'd have stopped and we'd have grabbed one of them before we left.
Right, right.
But I would highly recommend staying away from the bounty platter and doing the breakfast power wrap, or do the create your own omelet, and then you can add your sausages or bacon next to it anyway, because they don't do eggs over easy there. So why not let them make it fresh and have what you want in the omelet instead of just getting a plain egg omelet, plain scrambled eggs.
Right.
So I have high marks for that, and again, I have high marks for the make your own pasta. I mean, that's $11.99. That went up a buck from last year when last time we got it. It was $10.99. Now it's $11.99. and then we got the barbecued pork I tried. That was very good. Have you ever had that?
I don't think I've had the barbecued pork there.
It's very good. My wife, they've gotten the they've had the yogurt parfait and all that. She loves all that. Mm-hmm. The one thing I wanted to get and we didn't get to get this time was the mahi sandwich. I wanted to try that.
Yeah, you had mentioned that on your trip planning show, and I got that. I told you I got that last time, and it was very good. I was sick of eating hamburgers, and I was at Flower and Garden or Food and Garden, whatever, and I just wanted to eat something a little healthier, so I did get the mahi sandwich, and it was very good.
So yeah, I enjoyed everything we had there. We also had some of the desserts. There was I forget the name of the one. What is it? Here, I'll find it for us. But they had this one, the Magic Cookie Bar. Oh, my God. You bite it, it tastes great. Mm-hmm. But then if you want a sugar surge, the three of us, because we did a lot of this, the three of us split that just to try it.
Right.
Because it looked very, very good. Mm-hmm. Each of us had a third. And we still were all – me and my wife, thought she was getting the flu because the sugar, like, overpowered her, made her feel horrible.
Right.
But you know how you have that sugar rush where you have too much sugar in the system?
Yep.
It makes you feel weak?
Yep.
Well, that's how that was. And then we got our normal chocolate cake because we love our Disney chocolate cake down there. We split that one of the nights. But the carrot cake we got – have you ever had their carrot cake
many
there?
Many times.
I highly recommend that, don't you?
Yeah, I believe it's the one that they put the little carrot on top. Not a real carrot, but the frosting carrot, if you will. And sometimes I'd grab one of those after Yeehaw Bob is done, take back to the room or something like that. And I think it has a cheesecake frosting, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, so it has a cream cheese frosting, it does. It's very, very good. Very good.
I mean, everything in that bakery, at least my experience has been, it's always fresh and tender and moist. And, you know, I've never gotten anything out of that bakery where you said, gee, they must have made this at 4:00 in the morning because it's kind of stale or whatever. I've never had that experience for whatever. I don't know how they do it or rotate it, but everything I've always gotten from that bakery there has been absolutely real fresh.
Well, Disney, like you, has their spreadsheets out, and they know exactly probably what they serve at what time of year or when they need it. You know them. They probably got it down to the penny of what they need to do there.
Yeah, and that's a good thing.
Absolutely. And one of the other things I'd like to say is you got to everybody who orders stuff there, one of the things they got to do better with the food court is, and I know they add volume, and that's what the problem is, but they handed us wrong food a couple times during the trip. Have you had that happen to you down there?
You mean when you're in line?
Yeah, well, after you order, then you go stand on the side, and the people, the chefs working behind the counter, they don't pay attention to who they're giving the food to. They just hand food out. And then sometimes you can't understand what some of them are saying to you.
Right.
They're back behind there, the flames are going, they're not yelling at you.
Right.
And you get confused. Like, we ordered a children's omelet because that's all my sister-in-law wanted. She didn't want the big meal. She would get the child's meal, which was enough for her.
Mm-hmm.
And but with the one day, they're handing us full-size omelets. Here, we got somebody else's food. Another customer got our food. Another vacationer got ours. Like, it's not clear enough on what your food is sometimes.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of mishaps going on around there. I think they need to do a little bit of something about that. You really need to be diligent and pay attention to what they're handing you.
Yeah. I mean, I can't recall specifically that ever happening to me, but I'm sure it has. And, you know, some of that I attribute, you know, like you said, to the crowds. But, you know, the other thing of it is there's a lot of turnover in the quick service restaurants or whatever, and depending on what time of year it is, it has a lot to do with the college program too, because I don't know if you've had this experience there, but, you know, I end up talking to quite a few cast members, and I've found that a lot of them are, just starting out their college program or whatever, so, you know, I know they have the regular chefs or cooks behind the lines, if you will. You know, they look like they've been there for, you know, some period of time. But I think a lot of it has to do with the high volume of turnover and lack of training and people just not knowing what they do, what they're doing. I mean, to be quite honest.
Yeah, because the morning we were there, when they gave us the wrong food, it wasn't busy at all. It was just the chef and all was not paying attention. And to be honest with you, he handed it to us, and my wife's, like, looking at it, and she goes, it's awful big. And I'm like, is this ours? He goes, and he didn't even, like, respond back, just continued to hand it to us.
Yeah. Well, to them, I mean, not that I'm making excuses for them, but they're but behind there, it's hot. They're aggravated.
Yeah.
And they look out, and you look like the same as 100 other tourists that are standing out there. And I don't want to say they don't care. I'd hate to say that. But
I'm just telling you to be more diligent for yourself.
Right.
Pay attention, because if your kid has a food allergy or something, we brought back an omelet that had ham, cheese, and sausage in it when it was supposed to have tomato, spinach, and cheese.
Right.
You know, so if your kid's allergic, you got to pay attention. Just pay attention to what you're being handed is all I'm trying to make a point at. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can have a mishap very easy.
Good advice.
But the room, like I said before, was absolutely gorgeous. The only thing I was disappointed with, Dennis, and I told you this when we talked on the phone, and I'm actually calling Disney on this. This shower head in the shower was the worst shower I've ever taken on Disney property and at a hotel in my life.
Was it the volume that was a problem?
It was the settings on it. It had one of them water shower heads, kind of,
like,
but it went
pick
on the wall instead of being over your head. No, like the one that's supposed to be like the rainfall.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I have one in my upstairs shower, but the attachment actually comes out, and it actually comes straight down over your head.
Yeah.
Well, this is hooked on the wall, so the stream, it hits the wall and the shower curtain. I mean, the stream is like super, super wide, but there's no volume to it.
Right.
It gets everything soaked, but there's no power behind it. And then you go to the second one. It's that jet one that is so powerful that it'll put holes in your back. And then you go to third one. It's like, you know how you have a garden hose without the end on it?
Without the sprayer, yeah.
Yeah, it runs out like that.
Wow.
So there's no setting that's good.
Yeah, I mean, all I can suggest on that, and it sounds like you're going to do that anyways, is, you know, we all get fired up. I mean, I've done it at my DVC resorts. I mean, I used to go in and make a list. This light bulb was out. The dishwasher rack is askew. The this, that, and the other thing. And, you know, by the end of the trip, and I said, I can't be bothered with that. But if you don't tell them, they won't know. So, you know, not that you're looking to complain, but I mean, you know, you don't want other guests or potentially somebody you book a trip for to stay in a particular room or whatever and have the same negative experience that you had. So you should let them know. And if, like I said, not that you want to complain, but just to let them know that you don't think that's up to Disney standards.
No, the room was perfect. Our maid was awesome. I mean, she made us, my sister-in-law had a dog made out of towels, and they were wonderful. I mean, the room was spotless clean. The TV, I loved, you know, we talked about this before, the last few years, it's been wonderful that they actually have TV stations in the room.
Right.
I was happy with everything. The outside, the grounds are beautiful. I mean, the resort has been completely overdone, manicured. I mean, it's beautiful. It's back to its original beauty. I was happy with everything. But one of my favorite things to do is I take multiple showers when I'm on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
I usually take one in the morning, and then sometimes in the afternoon I like to pop in. I look forward to taking my refreshing shower to get me going again for the night, because it only takes me 10 minutes.
It re-energizes you, absolutely.
Yeah, because I have real short hair. I'm in and out, little underarm deal, I'm back out the door.
Right.
Don't take me long. But I didn't look forward to my showers this trip. I couldn't imagine if you had a 5 or 6-year-old standing there. The kid would be like, wonder what to do.
Yeah. Well, I would definitely send a letter to guest services or whatever and let them know what room you are in and whether that's the type of shower head that they have in the whole resort now, or maybe they just have them in certain ones or something. But again, if people don't make them aware of it, they're going to think everything's fine.
Yeah, it was horrible. It was absolutely it wasn't fun to take a shower, and that's like one of my favorite things to do. I mean, like I said, it's a hot summer. Our weather was perfect. It was like 91
yeah.
with the humidity during the day, but at night it was going down in the 70s with like no humidity.
Nice.
It was perfect. It was absolutely gorgeous. The whole week down there was perfect. It just, like I said, the one thing that got me was that. And I called before. It isn't like I've called about positive. My buddy was down there for his anniversary, and they went above and beyond. I set up a cake in the room for him.
Yep.
And besides the cake, the girl sent balloons and flowers. They really took care of him. And I made sure I called the hotel manager to give him. And he said it was so happy to hear somebody give us positive feedback. So when I call again, I'm going to give him a ton of positive feedback because the resort was gorgeous. I mean, walking the grounds is one of my favorite things in my life to do.
Right.
Walk around there, going by the old fishing hole and Old Man's Island, and when you see that river mill with the water wheel going around for the first time every trip, mm-hmm. It's like it's so beautiful. So, but that was the one negative. But that's what this show is about. I want to let people know that, you know, I'm not saying everything's perfect all the time.
Right. No, it rarely is, and you know, as many people that go through that, not just Riverside Resort, but Disney World in general, I mean, you're going to have your bumps in the road, but as I always say, it's how they address the bumps in the road that makes all the difference. I mean, you know, just like in real life or just like us or whatever, cast members are having a bad day, they're having problems at home, and they go to work, and sometimes it's unfortunate they carry that with them. I mean, it's your vacation or, you know, our vacation, if you will, and we want everything to be perfect, but the reality of it is that it probably isn't going to be perfect, and, you know, Disney, to its credit, has set the bar so high for their guest service that when any little thing goes wrong, it seems almost magnified. So, you know, those are things you got to deal with. But generally speaking, they make it right, whatever that means, whether they, you know, whatever it is. Generally speaking, if you bring an issue to Disney's attention and they feel that it's, you know, a legitimate issue, they're going to do something to make it up to you.
Oh, absolutely. Everybody there, the cast members were wonderful. Everything was good. The only problem we had, you know, just little odds and ends, but at any other place, it wouldn't be a problem. But at Disney, you expect perfection every time you go there. That's the other thing.
Right. The standards, like I said, are just so high that, yep. You know, it's good and bad for Disney that they have that reputation. But the problem with a reputation like that is you got to keep it up.
Absolutely. But it was wonderful. I mean, our stay there was perfect except for that. And that wasn't the end of the world. The shower was still decent, blah, blah, blah. But it wasn't normally what you expect.
Right.
It was a horrible
right.
shower head. I mean, and it's me being a remodeler. I know that that head isn't designed for that space.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? Maybe they had a bunch of them left over from somewhere else, or they got them at a bargain discount rate, and they said, oh, you know, they bought a lot of 1,000 of them or something, and they said, well, we got to put them in somewhere. Who knows? Who knows?
But let's move on. I know nobody wants to hear me complain about a shower head anymore.
So what else did you do over at Riverside? Anything? Did you take in any of the other amenities, or...
Well, we seen Yeehaw Bob one night.
Nice.
You know, I sent you pictures of my wife and us having a nice couple drinks at the River Roost.
Can't beat that.
But Bob is awesome. Bob is the hidden gem of the parks. It isn't hidden anymore, but that's
right.
What we always used to call him. And that's one of the things where people talk about prices and this and that. But you don't get Yeehaw Bob at other resorts. You don't get the beauty of the grounds. And I mean, you walk around the grounds there, you see where your money goes. I mean, the landscaping alone is ridiculous. The workers that they have to employ to keep that property in shape.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, when we first started going to Riverside, I mean, we didn't have any idea that, you know, there was on-property entertainment. And, again, like you said, that's one of the, you know, just little surprises that you, you know, you just happen upon, you know. We didn't even know he was playing there when we first started going until we came home one night, got off the bus, walked into the building and heard this crazy guy going, you know, on the piano and people hooting and hollering. And, mm-hmm. you know, that was just like, wow, this is right here at our resort. And, you know, we fell in love with it. And we always make a point to, when we're at Riverside, to see Bob. But even when we're staying at Saratoga or somewhere else, we'll try to get over there one night to, you know, have a drink or catch a set or two of Bob.
Well, that's what we did. I mean, the very first year, 97, we got there a day early, and they ended up having no room at Caribbean Beach for an extra day, so we went over to they put us over in Riverside. And we were instantly in love. We loved Caribbean Beach when we went back, but the whole time we were saying, we wish you stayed there all week. We just fell in love with that resort.
Right, right.
And we loved Caribbean Beach. Going to their food court. Is Old Port Royal is beautiful. We ate at their Shutters. It isn't Shutters. Whatever their restaurant is, I can't think at the time. But the restaurant was awesome. We had a great waiter. We had a wonderful stay there. It was our anniversary, the day we met, and we went down. We had a beautiful romantic week, but we wish we'd have stayed at Riverside.
Right, right.
And that happened the same thing. We checked in. We didn't have park tickets, so we just went to downtown for the day. And then we got home, got showered. We were getting ready to go back to downtown, and we happened along over there, and we heard him singing and dancing.
Mm-hmm.
So we left. We hung out with him for a while, went to downtown, came back. He was doing his next set. So we ended the night listening to Yeehaw Bob. We've been fans of his ever since 97.
Yeah, I mean, I like the fact that, I like to believe that, we were in on him rather early before he was this, superstar that he kind of is now. Back in the day, he was, kind of unheard of. And unless you were staying at Riverside, you'd say Yeehaw Bob and people would look at you like, well, what are you talking about?
But he'd call you a hillbilly. What are you talking about,
exactly,
hillbilly?
And now, I mean, he's on all the podcasts and he's doing a good job of promoting himself, and as is Disney. And, it's just he's, again, not to make a negative here or to go back to what we were talking about earlier, but, there's going to come a day when Bob isn't there anymore for whatever reason, whether he leaves or Disney moves on or decides that they're not going to have live entertainment there or whatever, and that'll be a sad day. But, until then, I'm going to keep enjoying them.
Yeah, hopefully I don't see that anytime in the near future, and hopefully not, because he does pack it in. I mean, to this day, we were down there, the River Roost was completely full. It was standing room only by the time he was done.
Yeah, I mean, what is it? He plays, Thursday through Sunday? Is that right? Or is it Wednesday?
Wednesday through Saturday.
Wednesday through Saturday. So you're right. When he's playing, I mean, that bar, the bar, the seating, I mean, people are usually standing in the atrium outside, listening, or, you can't get a seat in there. So I got to believe he is definitely bringing in some revenue. I mean, if you watch them waiters and waitresses, I mean, they're working their butt off when he's playing, because, people are just ordering drinks or having a good time, and, they're definitely cranking through some drinks and, even bar food as well. So he's got to make it profitable for them, I would think.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we bought my wife and my sister-in-law each had tropical, drinks like margaritas, or not a margarita. What did they have? They had something with tequila and all, and it was I forget the name of the drink.
Right.
But that was like $10 or $12.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's...
And my beer was $6, so, $7, whatever it was like $30 for three drinks.
Oh, yeah.
So they're bringing in the money there when he's there.
Yeah, it's, as with any place at Disney, it's not cheap, but they have the regular, the menu there that you can get almost at any, or you do get at any bar on Disney property. But they also have some, custom drinks, if you will, that are, custom to Port Orleans. But, those mixed drinks, there's no doubt about it, Doug. Yeah, they're not cheap. And, usually when we go there, we open up a tab. And, I've often had a, couple $100 tab when it was all said and done with the tip and all. So, they've gotten plenty of my money, that's for sure.
No, and I'm not complaining about it, because that's how it is even here locally. Like I told the story last week, where the Starbucks coffee was more in South Carolina than it was in Disney World.
Right.
or Georgia, I mean.
Right, right.
So it's just the way it is, and I'm not complaining, because, when people talk, my friend was talking about one of the restaurants down there with the alcohol, too. I said, well, what you got to understand is, because also I could buy a six-pack for this. But, yes, you walked into the place, you bought the six-pack, you drove it home in your car and brought it here. I said, there's a person delivering the beer. Then there's a person stocking the beer. Then there's a person cleaning the glasses to put your beer in. Then there's a lady that's carrying the beer to your table. Then there's a lady coming and getting the empty beer bottle and throwing it out for you. So if you hired those same people to your house to hand-deliver it to you, what would it cost you for a beer?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, you could make the argument if you sit in your house and don't go anywhere, it'd be real cheap. I mean, at some point you got to spend some money,
But what drives me nuts with people, and it's my fault, and that's why I'm not a rich man, but everybody expects to make the most of their job and pay the least to anybody else's job. And that's what's happening. That's what's going wrong with our country right now. Everybody only worries about themselves. I mean, when I'm out, I feel if that waitress does a good job, you leave your 20%, not 18, it's 20% tip.
Yep, I
It's
agree.
easier to figure out. Who wants to figure 18? Figure out 20, it's easier.
I agree.
If it's 100, it's 20. It's easy. I mean, come on. But this lady's working hard. Like, some people don't even realize they don't make minimum wage. They make less than minimum wage servers. They have their own rate.
Oh yeah, most of them make a base rate, and their salary is totally
'Cause they're
tied to the
tips.
tips. Absolutely.
But what I'm saying is the bar back, you're not thinking about all these people have to make money, am I wrong? Then you're paying these people to. That's what your experience is about. If you had to go in there and grab all your own food, it's not sitting down and having service.
No, it's true, and these discussions happen all the time, especially when it relates to Disney World, and you can even tie in the mouse keeping, if you will, and people rant and rave that they're paying top dollar for a room and they shouldn't have to pay extra, but in my view, you're just screwing the person that's working hard every day to keep your room clean.
I leave 5 hours a day. Is that enough? I mean, I that's what I try to do. We leave a $5 tip every night,
Yeah.
every day when we leave for the parks for the maid.
Yeah, but for every person like you, there's probably 20 that stiff them because on principle alone, they just don't feel they should have to pay. And I think that's wrong. But I mean, those people work so hard and they're behind the scenes, if you will. And I think they can't be taken care of enough, if you ask me.
Well, I'm hoping that lady was so happy when she did our room, and I know it's not much, but to look at it, she made an extra $35 for the week off of us.
Yep.
So if everybody did that, they could make a decent living. They work hard. Do you want to go clean somebody's room?
No, thank you.
Dude, I do construction, and I remodel people's bathrooms and stuff like that. And sometimes I don't believe that they allowed to have what's in there before I come to work on their room. I would be appalled if somebody came into my bathroom and seen filth before they got to work on it.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? It's like, so I couldn't imagine having to go in and I know some people are like us, my wife, I pick on her, my sister-in-law and my mother-in-law, we went with her. They clean the room before the maid comes to clean it.
Yeah,
Yeah.
we've done that too. Yeah.
Yeah, but we're the exception to the rule most of the time. Could you imagine going into a family's room that their 2 and 3 year old socks and dirty clothes are all over the floor and you got to come in and clean that room?
Yep. And it happens all the time. I mean,
Plus the stress of somebody loses their ring or misplaces something in their luggage and they're complaining that you stole their stuff. And I mean, you got to think about your own job and how you want to be appreciated. Think about what they go through.
Oh, no doubt about it. It's a tough issue, and like I said, I just don't get people that have the opinion that, it's built into the price and I'm paying a premium. I could, same thing. I could stay outside and pay this, and they just refuse to, take care of those people. But people in, quick service and, like you said, waiters and waitresses and mousekeeping and all that, I mean, they probably work the hardest on property of anybody, and they're probably compensated the least.
Absolutely, they are. And that's what my wife and me always talk about. The pay structure in America is so wrong. The person pushing buttons half the time gets paid 10 times the amount of the person that's carrying out the objective that the button was pushed for.
Yeah, you're right. It's almost backwards, you know.
Like movie stars make, a movie star will make $20 million to portray the fireman who saved the person from the building, but the fireman's making $60,000 a year.
Right.
What is wrong with that? The guy portraying the fireman is making $20 million, and the fireman's barely getting by.
You're right. You're right. That's a whole
That's
nother
what all,
discussion.
yeah, but that's what always baffled me. So what I'm saying is, take care of your servers. Be nice to them. Like I'm at the food court, and the girls are cleaning up, and I went to the one lady, "Thank you," and she looks at me like, like looking at me. She goes, what'd I do? And I said, thank you for keeping this so clean for me every time I come.
Right.
And don't you think that puts a better step in their stride for the day? Yeah. And how hard is that to do?
Oh, it's not hard. But, you know, we've all heard people that are rude and treat people like, you know, crap, if you will. And it always aggravates me. And, you know, it doesn't take any more to be a little friendlier or give a smile or like you did, just a thank you, you know, goes a long way because, like I said, they all have their real lives that they're living. And this is just a job for them, even though it's, you know, your family vacation. And people don't recognize that, or lots of people don't recognize that.
No, and that's the thing. Like I'm saying, everybody can't wait to complain to a cast when a cast member or something goes wrong. Well, how about once in a while you tell them, because they put on a show like no other place does.
That's
and thank them once in a while for. I mean, it wasn't not. It was just spontaneous by me. I was grabbing napkins and forks and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I said thank you, and she goes what? And then I said thank you for keeping it so clean and nice. I said it's so nice here. It's nice that you go to a food court area and it's not a complete disaster area.
Right. No,
and you've been there before, haven't you, Dan?
Where's that?
I mean, at places where milk is spilled everywhere.
Yeah.
You set your tray down, it's dirtier down,
yep.
And then when you pick it up. And it was nice. Like, even this trip is something as simple as, for years we used to complain that they didn't have, because my wife is lactose intolerant. It was nice that they have the non-dairy creamers now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's something to know for people, that they do have that now because they didn't have it for years, and we used to have to bring it ourselves.
Right, right.
Which there's a lot of people out there lactose intolerant now. Well, know that you can grab a handful of creamers for your ride home.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, they have them. But the resort was gorgeous as usual. I mean, the grounds at night. Don't you love walking that resort at night?
Oh, yeah. You have the crickets and all the sounds of the different insects and birds and stuff that are around the Sasagula. I mean, it's you would think you were out in the, you know, the bayou somewhere, literally. I mean, you wouldn't think you're, you know, steps away from, you know, one of the biggest theme parks in the world, or the biggest theme park in the world. I mean, it's beautiful.
And the amazing thing is like inside the bushes and stuff, the music that's playing, the lighting is perfect. I mean, the resort is so beautiful. It's like one of my favorite things in the world is just holding my wife's hand and walking around that resort. That's as good to me as any, as fun to me as anything I do on property.
Mm-hmm.
I look forward to those little strolls every year with her around that property.
Yeah.
And the pool, the two quiet pools are absolutely gorgeous too.
Yeah, we've stayed on the quiet pools quite a few times, and you know, sometimes you have the place to yourself, or, you know, we've met people over the years that we got talking to, and, you know, you kind of have a vacation friend, if you will, or friends, and you start talking about where you're from, and next thing you know, you have a friend for the week, if you will, and, you know, it's always a nice atmosphere by them quiet pools.
My wife calls me the resort police. I get so aggravated with things. Like, I'm standing on the balcony while they're getting ready, and then she comes out, and we're waiting for Donna. And there's parents with their family, and it's a family of four.
Mm-hmm.
And they leave. There's exit areas by the pool, and then there's these beautiful bushes that go all the way around it. And don't you know, they're so lazy, they have to walk through the bushes. And they're breaking the bushes and walking through the bushes. And I wanted to yell so bad. Like, why? And the parent started it, and now he's teaching his kids to be ignorant. And I wanted to yell at him, but she wouldn't let me. Now, do you think I was wrong about that?
I don't. In fact, I can share a story that's almost the same story as you, where somebody did say something. We were at Hollywood Studios once. And you know when you pull in? I know you usually have a car, but same thing. Mm-hmm. On the right-hand side, they have bus stops that are like before the regular bus stops, like to the right before you...
I know exactly where you are, because that's where the walking path takes you back to the boardwalk beyond Beach Line.
All right, well, you know where I am, right there. And we happen to be sitting on a bench right there. I don't know, we got dropped off. I forget what the circumstances were. But so this bus stops, and 50 cheerleaders get out. And they must have been 12 to 14-year-old cheerleaders.
You were probably there in February.
Yeah,
March.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
But same thing, the chaperones, let's just call them. It was a couple of women and a couple of men that were there. They had the clipboards and they're counting the kids. And same thing. One of the women jumped right. There's a little hedge there that you can get on the other side or whatever. And they went right through there. And, you know, I was doing the same thing. I was biting my lip saying, you jerk. You know, there's a giant sidewalk right there to get you to the front of the park, and you've got to trample over this hedge. And somebody was on the next bench or whatever. He said something. Same thing like you did. Like, you know, shame on you for showing, you know, let alone the kids are doing it, but you're promoting this behavior. And he embarrassed them to the point where they gathered all the kids up and got them on the sidewalk. But it was the same thing, you know, no respect, just trample over the, you know, the bushes
the foliage,
there. Yeah.
Trees,
and
the bushes.
You see that all the time there, and I just don't get it. I don't get it.
If Brenda wouldn't have been out there with me, I would have yelled, because that's who I am, because I'm the police of everything. I'm the guy that yells at you if you don't put your shopping cart away. I think it's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
If you're too lazy to put a shopping cart back in the rack, you shouldn't be shopping. I think there should be a $20 deposit on carts.
Oh, yeah, and then when somebody, you know, when it bumps in and causes a dent,
they're the first
car,
person to complain.
Exactly. They want to sue the place because, you know, whatever.
Their door got caved in because the wind blew it across the parking lot. But that's my same thing there. I'm like, I can't believe this guy's trampling through the bushes. I mean, what is wrong with you? I mean, it's 5 extra seconds to walk around. Even if it's a minute. The resort is gorgeous, and you're going to go try to ruin it like that?
Yeah, I hear you, and you see it all the time down there, all the time. I'm trying to think of some other examples, but that was one that vividly stuck out in my mind.
Oh, there was times where I commented, like there was one of the kids the lady was letting, this is a few years ago, know the bridge that goes to the Old Man Island?
Yep.
The kid is standing there and scraping his foot constantly on the wood and jumping up and down. I'm like, aren't you going to stop him? He's going to ruin that. And then she looks at me like, I mean, but it's beautiful. Why are you trying to ruin that? So this is the problem with some parents that have kids. They would let their kid do whatever they want as long as it's not bothering them.
Right.
I've seen parents like kids break things, grab things, they touch things they shouldn't. But as long as the kid is quiet, they don't care what they're doing.
Right.
They could ruin anything they want. They could touch anything of anybody else's. Just as long as they're out of their hair, they don't care.
No, you're right. And I could tell you, and I won't go into it now, but when I worked at the Disney store, you wouldn't believe how many parents, particularly mothers, would just drop their kids off at the Disney store and then go shopping elsewhere in the mall. And The kids would just be tearing up the place. And, you know, the mother would eventually come in and would say something to her, and she'd just look at us like, you know, how dare you even question my kid or whatever. And, you know, meanwhile, the kid was tearing up all the T-shirts and throwing them on the floor and, you know, just causing havoc. And it's a tough thing because, you know, we're told to always be friendly and courteous and, you know, do the Disney thing. But yet you see these little monsters, if you will, just, you know, running amok in the place. It's crazy.
And you blame the parent. It isn't the child's fault. It's just like I watched, they have the, you know, how they have the fork and knife dispensers down there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching one kid just hit it like 100 times. And I'm standing there like, and the father and the mother are just talking. They don't care. He's not bothering them at that point. Like, they zoned their kids out so bad. Like, I could not know that my child was doing that. Could you have known that your daughter or son knocked out 100 knives out of the container?
No, I couldn't imagine that. But another story.
And I'm exaggerating. I don't know exactly how many it was, but he just kept pulling the lever, and they're falling out. Ding, 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 ding. And I'm like, when are you going to realize this kid is actually pulling out plastic knives?
Well, that's one of the reasons why I shouldn't say I don't like Chef Mickey's, but I won't go there again. And this is probably true of any buffet, but the reason I won't go there is because once I was there and we were in line, and there was this couple of parents in front of us, and their kid that was, I don't know, I'm terrible trying to figure out ages, I don't know, 5 or 6 years old, tall enough to, like, see over the tray servery, if you will, into the food, but not tall enough to really reach in. But anyways, this kid was reaching under the sneeze guard and grabbing food with his hands, whatever he wanted. And the parents were right there. I know they saw him, and he had a tray and stuff. But he, you know, putting his hands in there and stuff, and it was just so gross. And again, I didn't say anything. I probably should have. But when I saw that, I'm just like, that's it for me. I'm done with this, especially in a buffet, because, you know, that's nasty, you know. And who knows where that kid's hands have been, and, just nasty.
The point of it is it's just as long as the parents have peace and quiet, they don't care about you.
Right, because everybody thinks, oh, my kid's clean, or, you know, they don't care, and that's irrelevant. But, I mean, literally, I'm not exaggerating.
It just matters. You shouldn't be standing there doing
that. Kid didn't
he should be oversitting with his parents.
Yeah, he didn't have a spoon. He didn't have a utensil. He was literally sticking his hands in whatever it was. I don't know, you know, remember what it was, but, you know, same thing. But anyways, we really got off course there. So
no, that's fine. But that my point was, once in a while, say, you know, thank you to the servers for keeping everything clean. Because, like I just said, with the kid doing the forks, you realize how many kids go through there and parents aren't watching, napkins being ripped out, containers being moved, touched. I mean, it's a mess around that food court area, and they keep it pretty darn clean for the amount of people that go through there every day.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay.
But no, Riverside is absolutely gorgeous. I highly recommend it to anybody. The Sascoula River cruises, just watching them boats go up and down every day, it's heaven.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you had that one picture where you were on the bridge and you took a picture of the boat going down the river. That was that one was favorited quite a few times. It was a good picture.
There's a couple of them I want to get blown up. I want to put them in my home office.
Yeah, that was a you know, crystal clear day, and it was just a great photo of the boat going down the river there.
Yeah, because they're like they're type of photos that could be both Disney and not, where it isn't over the top, that I want to put in my office.
Yep.
That every time I look at it, reminds me of Disney, but isn't like mouse ears everywhere. It ain't over the top. It's more classy for the room, if you follow me.
If somebody didn't know what it was, they wouldn't even have any idea it had anything to do with Disney.
Exactly, and that's the type of photos I'm putting in my home office. It's kind of like subdued.
There you go.
So, but that's going to be about it, Dan.
All right.
Riverside was awesome. I highly recommend it to everybody. Stay there. Riverside, what do you prefer? Alligator Bayou or Magnolia Bend? The mansion or Alligator Bayou?
I prefer the mansions. That's where we stayed first, so we kind of fell in love with it. And I kind of like the name of one of the buildings, Oak Manor. So I've taken that on as my Twitter handle and email address and stuff like that. So I'm partial to the mansions.
That's actually where we stayed first, too, in Oak Manor,
yeah,
believe it or not. But I'd have to say that I'm like half and half here. I like both of them. I never asked for either side.
Right.
I like to be surprised.
Mm-hmm.
The only time I've ever requested a room is when my dad was not feeling well, so we got him next to the food court when his back went out.
Yeah.
So we didn't have as long to push him. But that was the only time I've ever requested a building, and we did get it. But I don't care either way, but I like the landscaping better on Alligator Bayou than I do in the mansion because it's cooler over there.
Yeah, I mean, there's more trees and vegetation and stuff around the building, so I think that helps with keeping it a little cooler.
It's a different atmosphere. I like that, but the elegance of the open air and all is beautiful at the mansions, but I like the landscaping a little better over at Alligator Bayou, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, I mean, it's you can't go wrong with either one, but it's all in what your tastes are, and, you know, they got the gazebo over on the mansion side. They have all those fountains where you can sit out there and just, you know, spend.
The crazy part, it seems like I've been lucky. It seems like every other trip, I'm at one side than the other. Because the last time we were down, we stayed on the mansion side. We were right there, one the gazebo. We walked across the bridge. Remember I told you we went out, I would go out the arcade,
yep,
go over the little bridge. We were right there. It was a beautiful walk in the morning.
Right, right.
And but I love both sides. It's just the foliages are a little different. The landscaping's a little different. So whatever your likings are, it's like two resorts in one, in my opinion. There's 2,040 some rooms in there, so
right,
you could. It's like most. It's like two resorts.
Yeah, and the decor is a little bit different in each of the two. One, the Alligator Bayou, it's a little more rustic. I think they have the logs for the bedpost and stuff like that, where the mansions are a little more stately. But, I mean, as far as the square footage of the rooms and the layout
they're
of the
identical.
Rooms, they are identical. But just some of the furnishings are just a little bit different.
The decor is different.
Yeah.
Yeah, the design. But anyway, that's going to be it for this week. Check us out at WDW Main Street on Podbeam, WDW Main Street on iTunes. Please give us a review on iTunes. We'd really appreciate it. If you want to email us, it's WDWMMSMPodcast@gmail.com. or hop on our website at WDW Magical Main Street Memories. And that's going to be it for this week, buddy. You're buying. I'm broke from my trip.
All right. No problem. We didn't drink any alcohol this week, so it's a cheap bill.
Yeah, tomato juice and eggs. Way to go. All right, buddy. I'll talk to you soon.
See you next week.
Well, that's going to be it, guys. Me and Den's going to hop off our stools. It was another fun day of talking Disney with you. And don't forget our sponsors, American Tourist Travel, Scooter Vacations, and David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you need to find any of our fine sponsors, hop on our website at www.mainstreetmemories.com. And again, thanks for joining us, and talk to you real soon.